You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is... coming up on 308, 81 degrees on this Monday, September 15th, 2025. So how was everybody's weekend? Did everybody able to take a deep breath? Was everyone able to spend some time with their loved ones and focus on some things that that truly count? Not that the stuff we talk about don't count, but every once in a while we need to step away, take a deep breath. I was... Doing just that. Had the opportunity to go to the concert on Saturday in the Mohegan Arena in Wilkes-Barre. It was a great time, great day out. I appreciate the people who came up to me. Big shout out to Lou and Ann for stopping me and telling me they were avid listeners of the show and just married 50 years just the other day, and how their son is a career Marine, was enlisted gunnery sergeant, now he's a warrant officer, I believe 17 or 18 years in, out in Camp Pendleton in California. They've been out here there to visit him, and on their 50th anniversary, where they said that they wouldn't be able to make it in, here come walks their son and his kids, their grandchildren, into their 50th anniversary party to surprise them. Said it really was special for them, and just looking at it hearing their story, how special it is. And, you know, I was listening to their story about their son and their grandkids and being married 50 years. And these are our neighbors. These are our friends. These are the people who listen to this show. And, you know, just made me really appreciate the kind of day I was having Saturday. You know, spent some great time outside tailgating with some friends. Was hanging out with our good friends over next door. Doc and Chewy from the morning show and Crockett from the afternoon show, who's on the same time as me. And just having a good time. And Graylin James, who was the opening act, you know, came out and spent some time with us, gave me a real nice video to my son and daughter-in-law who were unable to be there. They're big fans of his from way back down in the Pensacola and Floribama days. And he was a big songwriter, and he's a young guy, but he was a big songwriter. And the list of people he's written songs for, if you're not into country music, or if you are, look at Graylin James and just search the songs he's written for what artists? Darius Rucker, Keith Urban. I mean, the list goes on and on. Pink. I mean, there was a whole list of people you'd never thought. And he played some of those songs at the concert, but just a real down-to-earth, nice guy. Tennessee, young man, big Tennessee football fan. It was just a great time to see people out having a good time, patriotic, enjoying the day, enjoying some their friends and family, and it was just nice. And then I got stopped by Lou and Ann on the way in to our seats and had a good 10-minute conversation with them. And it just really cheered my weekend up, cheered where I was, put me in a different place. You know, I was enjoying the evening. I was with my wife. Again, we were with friends, and just kind of turned around the direction. It was a hell of a week. I mean, with the anniversary of 9/11, and then finding out about Charlie Kirk on the eve of 9/11, and then dealing with 9/11, and then the day after 9/12 is the anniversary of my father's death. It was just one of those weeks, and to see how divided as a nation we are, and seeing, you know, people celebrating the assassination of a young father, of a young man, regardless of what you thought of him, just really, I think, had us all in a bad place. And it's still going on, but it really was, I was able to kind of put that aside for the night and just, you know, enjoy life a little and hear these stories, and really put me in a good place. So I just want to thank Lou and Ann for stopping me. First of all, thank you for listening, and thank you for telling me your story. Raising such a young man and family, married 50 years. I mean, there was not a part of your story I was not envious of. Just showed me how great our friends and neighbors are here in Northeast Pennsylvania, and the stories we don't often hear about, but you know, their son surprised them at the age of 23, walked in and talked about joining the Marines. And they were like, well, you know, I think you should reevaluate that. And his answer was, well, I already did. I'm just kind of telling you, I'm 23 years old. This is what I want to do. And they supported him since there. And he spent many, many years in our enlisted ranks, raising to the rank of gunny sergeant, which is the backbone of the Marine Corps. And you Marines know what I'm talking about. And then, you know, got his college education and became a warrant officer and has been moved up in the ranks of warrant officer. And now he's out in Pendleton in charge of the drill instructors out there because that's his skill set that he's an expert in. And they are indeed experts if anybody knows any of our gunnies. So God bless him. God bless the Lou and Ann. And thank you for stopping me because you really put me in a different place. And then you know, the news kind of drives me back in. I'm driving into the studio today, and you know, I'm listening to the news break at 1 or 2 o'clock, and you know, the mainstream news is trying to tell us, well, they're really unsure of a motive at this time. Is there anyone out there who's unsure of a motive? Let me know, and we'll have a discussion on that. But between the evidence, between the prior statements, between text messages, between the forensics of writings on the bullets, I think we're pretty in tune with what the motive here was. Hate was the motive, and if you don't want to say the real part out loud, it was hate. Then just say that, and then you know, people defending people's right to say the most inhumane things, which is protected by the First Amendment, mind you. You could say the most outrageous, disgusting things, and you are protected legally, but not from consequences. And people are finding that out in droves. But to portray that to people as, well, people are getting fired simply for quoting what Charlie Kirk said. No, that's not why they're being fired. First of all, they're not directly quoting what he said. They're misquoting it and taking it out of context, and that's been proven time and time again. And if you follow me on Facebook or my social media, you could see it there because I've been documenting exactly what they're saying he said and exactly what was said and in the context it was said in. Washington Post, the Washington Post, one of the most left-leaning newspapers in the nation, just fired one of their opinion editors for doing just that, misquoting Charlie Kirk because they changed some words in there to make it sound worse than it was and quoting it out of context. Well, that writer that a lot of people are using on social media, some of the things you're seeing out there where they're saying, see, he was a racist. This is what he said. And people are reading that and go, oh, my God, I don't believe he said that. When I said it, I was like, oh, I absolutely don't agree with that. And looked into it a little more. And if you look at the context, well, if you look at what exactly he said, it was different than what they're saying he said. And if you look at the context it was set in, where he was actually talking about Joy Reid from MSNBC, saying it in a sarcastic way, and then talking about affirmative action, it kind of puts it into perspective. Well, that Washington Post editor was just fired by the Washington Post, and she posted it, a picture of her burning the Washington Post in front of her old employer, where she's worked for years. So I guess that's her response, burning the newspaper because she got fired, called out and fired for not only misquoting, but taking it out of context. And then she goes on to say that she was the last full-time black employee at the Washington Post opinion section in a city, Washington, D.C., that is majority black. Kind of goes to the point exactly of what Charlie Kirk was talking about when he was talking about affirmative action being reversed racism. And that's the context of what he was saying it in. So you can repeat that, but people are out there saying people are getting fired just for posting quotes of what Charlie said. No, they're getting fired for actually misquoting or taking it out of context, and they're getting fired as using it as a justification for what happened to him, being assassinated. And I'm sorry, if you're a teacher, if you're a police officer, if you are in government, if you are in any of these organizations, and you are celebrating the assassination of a human being because you disagreed with them and using what you didn't like about them as justification for it, well, then maybe you shouldn't be in the position that you should be in. So, yes, your First Amendment protects you from saying anything you want, but that does not absolve you from consequences. And, you know, my first story tonight was a New York school resource officer from an affluent Westchester, New York school posted cracking jokes online about the assassination and celebrating his murder. She was yanked from her job, the Summers Intermediate School in Westchester County. Of her sick comments regarding Wednesday's tragic shooting of a 31-year-old. "Well, that white sniper was overqualified when he put a hole in the neck of Honey Bunny," read one of her posts on Instagram account viewed by the media and her job. Well, she has since been relieved and no longer has a job at that school district. So, I mean, do you want a school resource officer at your job, at your school, at your kid's school, saying, "Well, the white sniper was overqualified when he put a hole in your neck, Honey Bunny"? Yeah, I think there's a professional standard there, and that's why you were fired. Not because you didn't like Charlie Kirk. That's because you disagree with the things he said. Not because you placed a quote that he either said or didn't say, because a lot of the misquotes are out there. But you are literally celebrating and justifying the murder of a human being. Politics aside, that is unacceptable in a lot of jobs. You know, people say, talk about the First Amendment all the time. Well, you walk into your job, wherever that may be. I don't care what line of work you're in. You walk into your job, walk right up to the biggest boss in your office. It could be your manager. It could be the owner of the company, whoever it is. You walk in there today or tomorrow morning and call your boss an asshole and see where you end up. See if you still have a job. And that's pretty much the simplest form of what's going on here. But to misrepresent what is happening out there, why people are getting terminated, as they're simply quoting things that he said. No, they're not just simply quoting. They're not saying, "This is what Charlie Kirk said. I didn't like him. I don't agree with his policies. I didn't agree with him as a person." No, they're using it in a context to justify and celebrate him being assassinated. That's why people are being fired. That's not protected. It's protected from legal action against you. It's not protected against an employer or people who may entrust you with the protection of children or the education or being a role model of children to have a job. And that's what a lot of people here are finding out. And quite a few are. Quite a few are, and there's quite a few aren't. I saw a principal at some school who posted something abhorrent, and then 2 days later, when it finally started getting called out by the libs of TikTok and media attention started coming to it, all of a sudden said that his Facebook was hacked. So we have that story now, and if you could prove that or not prove that or whatever it is. And then it was taken down, but it was up for 2 days. So I would assume if one of your social medias were hacked, you'd be able to take it down, right? Or if you didn't have access, you wouldn't be able to take it down. It would still be there. So it's interesting how 2 days later, when attention got to it, when attention was drawn and it started getting a lot of pushback from the student body, from parents, from the press, then all of a sudden, the account was hacked and it was removed immediately. So that's not how hackings work. If you lose control, if your account is hacked and you lose control of it, you usually can't delete things and then have to go through an entire process with your social media provider on gaining access back. I know people where that's taken weeks, if not months, to do. So, and again, the reason I'm not saying the school, the reason I'm not saying the teacher is because I am giving the benefit of the doubt here. There's enough people out there that's finding out very quickly that saying disgusting things is not being tolerated from a lot of their organizations where they thought it would be. And how could you be in a position like that and think that celebrating the assassination of anyone would be tolerated professionally? I'm not saying, you know, you should be arrested or anything like that. You obviously are protected. But there are consequences for saying things. And like I said, simply walk into your job and call your boss a nasty name and see if you still have a job the next day. Hopefully, a lot of people learn from this. It doesn't seem that, because the Washington Post editor, what did she do? Well, she announced it on social media and posted a picture of herself burning the very newspaper she wrote for years, because now they're the enemy because they fired her. How dare you fire me for posting something on our platform that's not true? I'm going to burn your newspaper. Okay, well, you probably just proved that you probably weren't a good employee to begin with, regardless of how you wrote or didn't write. But hopefully things start getting better, because it doesn't appear that. I just saw that Randy Weingarten is having a Teachers Against Fascist event tomorrow. Do you believe that? Not even a week. Not even a week. And Randy Weingarten, the president of the second largest teachers union, AFT president Randy Weingarten, is having a Teachers Against Fascist event, a conversation with, because she's got a book out that says that, Teachers Against Fascists. So Tuesday, September 16th, 2025, at 1 p.m. tomorrow. So I guess so much for tuning down the rhetoric. But fascist, Nazis, threats to democracy, well, it's going to continue, I guess, right? So much for taking any high road. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Listen, there is just the derangement is truly intense. It's so embedded. Text message that I get. We have professional standards now. If I walked into my job and said I grabbed a woman by their genitals, I'd be fired. But Trump says it and gets to be president. Well, no, he didn't get to be president. He was elected by the people to be president. And that quote that you're saying, he said that 30 years ago on an undercover video. So we've never said anything 30 years ago that you would regret today. We've never said anything around the guys or the girls that you'd be embarrassed of if it was recorded and put out there. I find that hard to believe. I find that hard to believe indeed. And somebody said, I hope Jake and I don't get in trouble for saying the a-hole word. Yeah, we could say that. It's one of the words we could say because it's technically a geographical area on your body, right? Yes, it is. Stop saying we're a democracy. This is a republic. Okay. That's what you got out of all that? I'm sorry for you. So Scranton had their first read about fast-tracking the hiring of police officers.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, depending on how this is done, and now it passed 5-0 for the first reading, and some people want some members of city council want more information as far as the process here, but I believe it has to be read several times before it's voted on for a final time. If this is done properly and in plain view, if this is not used at as a preferred hiring avenue for those that are connected, it's done in a lot of areas. Lateral hires are done all over the place. As a matter of fact, because of recruitment issues, because of cost restraints, because of the anti-police, defund the police atmosphere, it's been harder and harder for police departments to get applicants. So police departments that do support their law enforcement officers have realized that if they offer lateral transfers, meaning if you're a police officer in Scranton and you want to get out of Scranton, and you want to go down to, let's say, Anne Arundel County, Maryland, you can go down there because you are a certified, post-certified police officer, even though you're from a different state. You can go down there. You could take a compressed, basically, training where it's only, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks on Maryland law and statutes. And then you go out in their field training and you're a police officer. And you come in at a higher step salary because you're already an experienced police officer, depending on how many years experience you have. A lot of times there's a bonus incurred with that where you can get a $10,000 or $20,000 bonus for doing that. Some of them give moving expenses. It depends where you're looking to go. I know Florida, there's a lot of that. It's called lateral transfers. It's a different avenue than taking the civil service test and becoming a police officer from new. Now, where this benefits the city of Scranton as a whole is I did some looking into it. Between the city of Scranton sponsors cadets to go through the police academy and then hires them and puts them through training themselves. So between salary and the cost for training is somewhere just under $100,000. Well, if you're bringing in a certified police officer from anywhere else in the state or anywhere else in the country, you are saving that money for the taxpayers of Scranton. So that's one of the things that's looked into. I mean, I know in New York City, the size of their police academy and such like that, that dollar value is a lot higher. Now that you do start getting paid at a lot lower rate because you are only, well, we considered that there was a probationary police officer or a cadet police officer. But it does save the city taxpayers money when you're bringing in people that you don't have to put through the entire training regimen, which is usually about 6 months, let's say, and then another 6 months to a year to two in field training. So it makes financial sense to have a lateral transfer system, but it has to be open and transparent, and it just can't be, hey, you know, this is a friend of someone. They do happen to be certified as a police officer, but they want a job. That's where you run into problems here. So it needs to be an open and transparent system. It needs to be run through the same recruitment units that hire police officers anywhere else in the civil service aspect of that. It cannot be a separate entity. But this is not a bad thing. And I understand the concerns. And again, I have those very same concerns, especially in places like here, where we've seen these systems abused, the hiring of a city and state and local and county employees. It's kind of been embedded in us to be speculative when it comes to things like that. Like, what's going on here? Who's this person connected to? Who do they know? But in all aspect, this is very common around the country. It's called a lateral police transfer, where another police agency is basically recruiting experienced police officers to come work for them. So, A, they can save on training. They're getting years of experience without having to pay for it. And again, you have to pass a background check. They have to look at your disciplinary history as a police officer in your prior department. You do need good references from your supervisors or from your department. So it's not just, hey, I'm a police officer. It can't be you were a screw-up police officer in one city. You're going to go somewhere else and get a job as a lateral. No, they're going to look into you, and it's going to be pretty evident, you know, based on the background search that their recruitment unit does, that, oh, look at all these lawsuits. Look at all these problems. There were disciplinary issues. There were suspensions. This is not someone we want to take as a lateral. So, again, good. A lot of questions when it comes to something like this is good. But if done properly, not only could this save the Scranton taxpayers money because you're not paying for the full regimen of training through an academy, through an Act 120 certification, and paying them to do so, and you're getting experienced officers if you can attract them here with a good salary, a better quality of life, and all that sort of thing. So, you know, that's my two cents on it, but we're going to keep an eye on this as it works through the system here. It is 3:33 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's coming up. It's 3:39 right now, 80 degrees. I want to thank today's show sponsor, Whitman Lawn Care. They can help you protect your yard from fleas and ticks so you can get the good times roll without any worry. Call Whitman Lawn Care at 570-451-3683 to take your backyard back. It's also WhitmanLawnCare.com. I appreciate their sponsorship today. So, the orchards up near me were packed this weekend. There were lots going on. Malatesi's Winery, I believe they had the James Band there on Sunday. They were packed. Their parking lot was overflow. Lakeland Orchard was overflow. Every weekend they are. But farmers are saying rocky weather won't spoil strong harvest of apples, pumpkins, and mums. I already saw the mums. Had to call my wife off and say, we don't need them just yet. No, not yet. She was looking to grab a couple of mums when we were at the supermarket the other day. I said, "Let's go to one of our local greenhouses and get them from there, not from the supermarket." So, you know, she'll end up getting the mums to decorate the house, and they'll sit out there probably till spring when I got to round them up and throw them away. But it's interesting because I was talking to some of the farmers that are neighbors of mine, and they were telling me how rough the weather was for a lot of things, for corn, for hay. A lot of times they'll try and get three cuts out of their hay. But, you know, this year they're just now getting a second cut. It's probably only going to be a quarter cut because of the lack of rain and the dryness that we've had. So it's been hard. It's been hard. And then, you know, they said business as a whole is probably down 30% in some sectors. It's good to hear that the apples, pumpkins, and mums are doing okay. I have about 14 fruit trees in my backyard. I have a blueberry patch as well. Pears were very good this year. Apples were hit or miss. The peaches were very early this year. And again, my peaches get devastated by both the deer and the bear pretty early. So, but the pears look real good this year. So I'm glad our orchards are doing okay. As far as vegetables, again, not really a good turnout. Corn was not very good. The sweet corn. But again, speaking to our local farmers, telling me, you know, a 30% hit, and he said, could you imagine, you know, just getting 30% less in your paycheck this year? But that's farming, and I will say it every time, every place. Our American farmer, be it ranchers or produce farmers or vegetable farmers, whatever that may be, they are our hardest working individuals in America. The amount of hours, when I was hunting a lot here years ago, hunted a couple dairy farms, and they were up 4:30 every morning and up till 10, 11 o'clock each night. And, you know, had to get up regardless of the price of milk. Sometimes they said, you know, every time I wake up in the morning, it's going to cost me $200 or $300 because prices were down. And they keep at it because it's a labor of love. It's something they love. A lot of generational stuff that's not happening anymore. A lot of kids aren't keeping up with it. That next generation is not interested. Some places are not interested in doing that type of work. But thankfully, a couple of the farmers I knew do have kids who are, and grandkids who look like they are going to be. And I love to see that. And again, the hardest working people that I've ever seen. So hopefully things turn around. But you hear stories like that and you see how hard it hits them. Just weather, you know, just the weather. When you hear farmers praying for rain, you know they're not kidding. It's just not a country song. That's what they live by. It's 3:43 here at WILK. Time for NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Little Grimm's Pumpkin Hayride. This is up by me, too. Get a pair of passes for only $25. That's half off. Kids' version of the legendary Reaper's Revenge. Hayride takes you through a magical, enchanted forest filled with Halloween scenes, autumn displays, and festive fun without the scare. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I got a message that someone got the same system I'm getting in. Rob, you'll be very pleased with your Mitsubishi split system heat pump. I had a three-zone Mitsubishi heat pump system installed in my home, and Monk sold it, installed it. Very, very pleased with it. One of the best investments I've made. Monk is top-notch. Thank you, Stan. Well, that's great to hear, Stan. Appreciate that. Again, my wife's been picking on me for quite a few years now to install some kind of central AC system. Listen, we're up right on the Lackawanna-Susquehanna border. And the past couple of years, we've been getting some warm summers. I will concede that. Usually I'll put a window unit in, you know, for those 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks that it really gets pretty bad where the humidity just doesn't leave. But each night up by me, it gets into the 50s or low 60s at least. You know, fan in the window kind of takes the edge off. But again, we've been having some hot, humid ones the past couple of years, and so why not just instead of lugging the window unit in and out, I just took it out the other day, you know, have it where it's on the wall permanently. I just press the remote control and it's on and off again, and even to take the chill out instead of firing up the fireplaces in the morning, just that morning chill before the sun comes in the big 8-foot picture windows I have in the back of my house, warms them up. So I'm looking forward to just clicking that on and for an hour or so and taking the chill out of the morning air and then let the sun do the rest. So, and I was, you know, the efficiency, just my propane fireplaces, the efficiency will be so much more than them. Just the cost of these propane fireplaces going on. So, again, looking forward to it. There was a bittersweet farewell to the 109th Artillery Regiment, which was deactivated. Of the Pennsylvania National Guard. It was officially disbanded on Sunday at the Kingston Armory after 250 years of service. The ceremonial office also served as the activation of the 28th Infantry Division, short for Division Artillery, which will maintain headquarters at the Armory. It was good to see this. Now, I'm looking through... It's interesting. I'm looking through the article here in the Citizen's Voice, and it's a very good article. It talks about the leadership. The incoming 28th Division Artillery Commander, Ellis Stokes, knows that this is a historic moment, and that doesn't happen very often, but he believes keeping the military presence at the Armory is pivotal for its success. Talks about the outgoing leadership and the change of flags. great pictures there for a great organ. 250 years of service. You can't dispute that. And I see that our Congressman Rob Bresnahan was also there, recognizing the service, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment to our Commonwealth of our nation. It's 3:50 here. Time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:54 here, 81 degrees. Interesting. I saw one of the other attacks yesterday about Charlie Kirk and some of the things he said. Of course, taken out of context, and it was about the Order of Love. And he talked about it once. And again, people misconstrued it to, oh, you don't care about other nations. You don't care about immigrants. You don't care about anyone but yourself type thing. And I heard them try to misrepresent the quote. So I started looking into it. And I looked into exactly what he said and found the audio of what he said. And I was reading it. And it was actually pretty profound to me. And actually what he was quoting was St. Thomas Aquinas writing. It's the concept of Ordo Amoris, which is the order of love. It's a principle that love should be ordered with love of God as the highest. Being ordered is mean you should list it in an order of priority, with God being the highest, followed by love for oneself, then family, then community, then a nation, and then finally universal humanity. This ordering is not about diminishing love for those further away, but recognizing the natural and appropriate ways to show love based on the proximity and responsibility, where we have more direct and intensive opportunities to love those closer to us. And again, this is the writing of St. Thomas Aquinas. And again, the core principles are love for God first. The highest and ultimate love is directed towards God, whoever that may be for you. The source of all good and the ultimate end of human life. Love oneself should be next. Proper self-love, the logical prior to love of neighbor, and serves as the foundation for loving others rightly. And in proportional love for others, you should love people, should be proportional that they're connected with us, our families, our neighbors. And then you focus on proximal responsibilities. Duties to act on love should be prioritized towards those closest to us, such as family, before extending the wider communities or strangers. And if any good came out of this, and there's a lot of good that's going to come out of this. A lot of people I saw posting that they were going to church for the first time in a long time. Some people said they were going to church for the first time. I think we've seen the amount of interest in Turning Point USA now to start new chapters in places. But, just for me personally, it got me into reading this St. Thomas Aquinas' concept of the order of love, meaning prioritizing, love for God, love for yourself, love for your immediate family, then your neighbors, then your community, then your nation, and then the world. And that should be prioritized. And if you look at that, a lot of that's what's based, our nation is based on of, right? You should love your family. You should love your community. You should love your nation, your area, your county, your state. The nation as a whole, obviously. And then it spreads from there. Once you've taken care of all those things, your priorities, you can extend it outward of that. So when I started looking inward to this, and again, it turned out from someone trying to say that, his preachings were centralized to him and the people around him, and that's it. And it was taken out of a context when he was giving this order of love principles from St. Thomas Aquinas and explaining that and saying, well, you can't love your neighbors until you love your family. You can't love your family until you love yourself. You can't love yourself until you love your God. Again, whoever that may be, I'm not preaching a specific religion to you. And you can't love outward of the nation, other people, and protect them or take care of them or do whatever is necessary of you until you love and take care of your own nation. And those are the things he was preaching. Those are the things that he was saying. But I just want to thank the people out there trying to attack him with his own words, the people misquoting them and taking them out of context. because, you know, it made me do my own research into this. And I posted this, St. Thomas Aquinas concept, on my Facebook page so others could read it, because it was profound to me. It makes a lot of sense at its core. I mean, truly, how can you love yourself unless you love a higher authority like God? How can you love your family if you don't love yourself? You can pretend to love them. You could pretend to care about them. But if you don't love yourself, if you're not happy with who you are, you cannot conceptually give what you can't give to yourself to others. So it's important to do that. You know, how do you love your neighbors if you don't love your family? So it made a lot of sense to me. And I just want to thank and look at it and say, if there was anything personally that was good from this, because I've been struggling to find anything. It was that yesterday when I started looking through this and opening back up my Bible that is on my nightstand every night, but I don't always open it every night. I am proud to say that I have read my Bible cover to cover, and there's probably 300 post-its and highlighting and written notes in my Bible because I've read it from cover to cover and highlighted the things that meant something to me. And I go back and read them every so often, but I haven't in a while. But I did. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.